Blog Talk Radio. Why, good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is so good to be able to come and join together with you all on this Monday night for Blog Talk, whether it's via web, via Facebook, or however you get it. We are coming to you tonight with Iron Sharpening Iron, one of the ministries of Smile 3E, which is presented to you on Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and again, I would like to say thank you all for tuning in. We're going to have a word that's brought to you tonight that will be straight from the Word of God by the vessel of God that will be putting it in your ears and where you can go and look it up in the Bible for yourself to see the word, to hear the word, and let the word respond back to you. So I'm going to ask you all to join with me in prayer. And if you are listening in, I'm going to ask you to mute your phone while the man of God that will be speaking on tonight, and when it's time for you to be allowed time to respond to the man of God, to encourage him and to give him words of encouragement, we will let you know that the lines will be open and to unmute your phone. So could you please join me in prayer now? Father God, we come to you this evening asking you to forgive us of every sin that we did and we committed openly, willingly, and even just really didn't care, just thought we was going to slip one by you, but we know that that's not possible, God, but we're asking you to forgive us anyway. God, we ask you to just cover us while we're sleeping, cover us while we're going, even cover us while we're sitting down looking at TV, listening to the radio, or whatever we're doing, God. We're just asking you to cover us, cover our family, our children, our jobs, our vehicles while we're traveling, while they're sitting in front of the house, whatever's going on, God. We're just asking you to be our guide, to be our covering, to be our Lord and Savior. God, we ask you to cover America, to bring us back to prayer, God, to just encourage us to know that without you, nothing is possible. But with you, God, everything is possible. God, we just ask you to touch our hearts to bring them back to you as our first love. We're just saying, God, on tonight, we want to say we love you. We thank you. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise and all the glory for your mercy. They are new every morning, and we want to say thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer on tonight. Amen. So I'm going to ask, man of God, Pastor Troy Thomas, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, well, we're going to just go right into handing it over to you. I don't know what color socks you have on tonight, but we're just going to hand it over to you so you can just walk with the Word of God and walk into it and just do what only God has told you to do. In Jesus' name, is in your hands, Pastor. And by the way, people, we are on Facebook Live.
Hey, everybody, I'm on Facebook Live. I am here with Blog Talk Radio at the same time. I'm just going to take a few minutes of your time if you don't mind. I thank God for this for another day. Both for you. I thank God for all that he's done thus far. I praise God for just another day that he has kept me. I don't know about you, but I'm just glad to be saved. I'm glad to be free from some things. Thank God for those that are on here with me. I'm going to talk briefly about the power of agreement. We have soon-to-be overseer, Servant Johnny Marshall, and we have Pastor Dan Thomas on here, my evangelist Vicki Witherspoon, my cousin Mary Johnson, Marquita Little Sampson. I saw your deity the other day. You talk great. It's on here, and my auntie Margot McCoy as well is on here. I just want to talk about the power of agreement. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you for all things. We thank you that you've been a way maker. We thank you for being the God of our salvation. Father, I ask you right now to open up the ears of your people. And Father, word my mouth. Give me wisdom. Give me power. Give me strength. Speak your word for deliverance, power, for freedom issues. And, Father, we give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Here it is that, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Daniel. Amen, the third chapter. I'm going to talk about the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and the bad Negro. Talk about a couple of other people just to get references about what we're going to talk about tonight. The power of agreement. The Bible says, when any two or three gather in my name, I'll be in the midst. Hey, Lebeda, how you doing? Sometimes, me and my brother used to get into altercations with other people. You know what I'm saying? We were younger. And because we got an altercation with other people, what we tend to do is we come get each other to have each other's back just in case. And we had that power of agreement that when necessary, we didn't have to worry about too many people. Said, you know what I'm talking about? You know that's that West Side come out today, and that sometimes you got to handle some business sometimes. So then, therefore, here it is, even in the Bible, they had people to come in and to agree in the times of need. So here it is, we have three brothers, three Hebrew boys that were here and had Nebuchadnezzar that decided that he was going to make a golden image. And the golden image was, I know Dan, right? The golden image was 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. You know what I'm saying? And because of this, he wanted them to bow down to the golden image. So in the third chapter of Daniel and the 13th verse, it says, then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at the time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, tabret, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast this the same hour in the midst of the fiery furnace, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? This is my favorite part. Where the agreement come in, it says, 16 verses, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer in this manner. So I'm going to stop right there. I want to let you know, it took them to come together and understand that the God that they serve has more power than the golden image. What's your point, Pastor Troy? My point is this. We as the people of God, we try to do something solo. But sometimes the Bible says, if there are any sick among you, call for the elder of the church. Now, a lot of times we equate that with a physical sickness. And we equate that with I got a cold. I got this disease, I got this infirmity. But that's not just equated to that. It's equated to spiritual, emotional, mental. Sometimes we think that we can handle things ourselves when we need some counseling. I had a little situation at the beginning of the year, and God began to show me some things that I did, that he told me that I tried to veer off and not quite obey God, when we know that we can't get away from God. We can try to run, but we can't hide, because God's arm is a lot longer than we can live or we can move. So anyway, I began to seek out counseling for some things that was going on in my life, because I realized that in this flesh dwell no good thing. So in this flesh dwelling no good thing, I know I have to seek some counseling of some wise men and women of God that can give me some tools, instructions, and pray me through for some things that maybe I didn't have the where to get to God for myself. That's why two or three got in my name. Because if I pray and they pray for me, and then somebody else pray with me, then we can bombard God together, bombard heaven together, and get the answer and get the issue taken care of. So then here it is, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego realize that, hey, we can do this together. Let them know that, hey, I know what you said. I know your decree. I know what you claim was going to happen to us. But the God we serve has more power than your golden image. Yeah, we know it's 90 feet tall and it's 9 feet wide, but that has nothing. You made this image. Here it is. We serve a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We serve the God that made the heaven and the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. And everything that he made, he said that he made that was good. So if he is this same God, then we're not worried about your golden image, which you made. So then they begin to get together. And so here it is that Nebuchadnezzar was mad. He was really upset about the fact that these three men was not going to bow down when the music began to play. Because it's like we do in church sometimes. The only time we really do praise God is if the music hit, the bump again. Then we just say the African black people like music. We don't have no praise any other time. Only when we hear music, we have our favorite bump, as musicians may say. Since we have, ladies, Lord, we have our favorite bump. And once we hear our favorite bump, then therefore that's when we're ready to praise them. As long as they play the regular music, we clap. But when our favorite bump comes, then we go for it. But they real loud, it's not about your music. It's about the God that we serve. Because the God we serve, he said he inhabits our praises. The power of agreement. So then here it is, they begin to agree that we're not going to worry about what it is that the king Nebuchadnezzar is talking about, because the king of all kings that we serve has more power. And we're more afraid of him than we are of this fire you're trying to put us in. So then, therefore, okay, so then he takes him to the fire because he's so mad. And in him being mad, he says, turn up the fire 7 times. So, Lady Lord, I begin to do my research and begin to talk about, read about what that meant 7 times higher as far as degrees are concerned. I believe I read that here it is that it equated to the measure of 1,500 degrees, 7 times higher. 7 times higher, 1,500 degrees. So I don't know about you, but if anything around us, naturally, is 1,500 degrees, it's going to burn us. But you would think that when Nebuchadnezzar saw that the men that put them inside of the fiery furnace, they burn up because how hot it was, and they were able to walk in, that had to have been the power of a real God. You know, sometimes we're so busy in a place where being upset or being emotional or feeling some kind of way, we're not seeing the bigger picture. Once again, here it is, the men that you commanded them to put Shadrach and Meshach into the fiery furnace, when they hit it, they begin to get burned up. They died. Funny. Now, they ain't even in the fire, and they did. But the people that was put, the men that was put in the fire did not die. That alone says by itself that they must serve a really powerful God. Well, he got his mind together. So he began to say, hey, look at this. Didn't I put in three? But I see a fourth man. And the fourth man, I see a fourth man, and it looks like the Son of God. Isn't that amazing? The fourth man is the power of the Lord. So then I'm going to give you another example of the power of agreement. So here it is. We're going to stay in Daniel. We're going to go to the sixth chapter. We're going to go around the 16th, 17th verse. When the priest and the president got mad because the king put Daniel over a whole lot of stuff, and they was mad about King Darius. He put him over a lot of things in the kingdom. They were mad. So they were looking for something that they could blame him for, so they can try to pull him down off his high horse. But he wasn't on a high horse. He was just a saved man that loved God. If you dig what I'm saying, send me some thumbs and some hearts. So here it is, the power of agreement. So I begin to continue to read and read some more in the sixth chapter of the book of Daniel and get to the 16th verse. And the last part of the 16th verse, it says, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. After they set him up, after they told him, well, didn't you make a decree that nothing is going on for the next 30 days that except it go through you? But they found Daniel praying like he always prayed. He prayed 3 times a day. And we as people, God, sometimes we only pray when we want, when we begging, when we in trouble. We don't pray and talk to God, Mama Doris, just because He is the God of our salvation. Because He deserves for us to acknowledge Him. For the Bible says, acknowledge Him and all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. So then here it is, Daniel, do what he normally do. He said, just because you made a decree, they ain't gonna stop what I do. And what I do is I pray to my God 3 times a day. So then, okay, here it is, O King, did you not put out a decree that nobody would do certain things in the next 30 days? He's like, yes, I did. So it's like they had to force his hand to put Daniel in the lion's den. He didn't want to do it. But he ended up doing it anyway. So when he put him in there, the 16th verse says, and the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thy serve continually, he will deliver thee. He said, he will deliver thee. He say maybe. He say he will. Because the king had enough sense to know, because of the person that he was, that the God he served would deliver him. So if we can go down to the 18th verse, here it is of the 6th chapter of the book of Daniel. He says, the king went to his own place, and he chilled. He fasted the whole night. He didn't have no music. He didn't have no nothing. And he went to sleep. And 19th verse says, and the king arose very early that morning and went to haste to the den of the lions. Well, let's go back to the 18th verse. When he went to the 18th verse, said he fasted. It says, well, hear it again. Then the king went to his place and passed the night fasting. Fasting. You know what I'm saying? He fasted. So then, therefore, look, Daniel was praying while he was in the lion's den. Because he was put in there. He was praying before then, he prayed during. And the king understood who he was, and so that power of agreement. So here it is. And he went to 19th verse. Then the 20th verse says, and when he came to the den, he cried with loud voice unto Daniel, and spake. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lion? The 20th verse says, and Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever. 22nd verse says, My God hath sent his angels and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocently was found in them, in me. And also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. So here is the power of agreement. Let's go back to the 3 Hebrew boys. They agree that we're not going to bow before the golden image, because the God we serve has more power. They did not show forth his power within when they came out. They didn't smell like smoke. They were not singed. There was nothing left. Other words, there was nothing burnt on them. Their clothes weren't burned. Their hair weren't burnt. All the only thing that was burnt off was their shackles. Other than that, they came out free because they came together in agreement on one accord. You don't believe me? Let's go to Acts. The second chapter. Let's go to Acts the second chapter with the power of agreement. Sometimes we in church, we spend so much time trying to fight Apostle Tidwell and Auntie Margot, Elder Kendall. We're so busy trying to fight for position in church. We're so trying to fight for our favorite seat in the church. I've been sitting there 30 years, and nobody going to come in and take my seat. Well, I think all of these belong to the man that paid for them, I think, which was the pastor or the giving ministry. Even if you pay for that bench, it should be okay for somebody to sit at it anyway. Because we are children of God, and we should be able to love each other. The Bible said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. So here it is. We in church, we fighting for position. We fighting for, you know, I want to be Archbishop Jennifer. I want to be evangelist. I want to be a prophet. The Lord gave you one word, and you're a prophet. Alas, I want to be pastor. You went from being saved on Sunday, and then you became a minister on Tuesday, and by Friday you started your own ministry. You ain't put no work in. You ain't did no work. You ain't following no instructions. You haven't yielded yourself to anybody. You're going about doing things how you feel like you should do it according to your knowledge. And you ain't asked God absolutely nothing. the power of agreement. So once again, here it is. The three Hebrew boys agreed that they're not going to bow. Then here it is, Daniel said, I don't care what decree you got going on. I'm still going to pray. And then the king got with him and said, I know that this king that put him over knew who he was. And he agreed and fasted with him that the God that he served, he was serving, was going to deliver him from the lion. So here it is. You don't believe that the power of God is coming in? Here it is. Acts, the second chapter, and the first verse says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Because once again, and they, the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord. All of them, everybody, whoever was there, they was on one accord. They was in agreement that they needed to feel the presence of God. They needed to hear from the God of our salvation. And when they began to come to one accord, there came suddenly a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And all the houses were filled, and they were sitting. It's all good there. I got you. And so once again, I'll read it again. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. There you go, devil. There you go. There you go right there. I can't read. Won't he do it? So here it is. They agreed when they came together, Pastor Jackie, Evangelist Germany, Evangelist Vernon Thornton. They came together, Minister Cato, to understand that we need to feel the power of God. And by the wanting to feel the power of God, they begin to be filled with the Holy Ghost, filled with the power of God. Once again, the power of agreement, Shadrach and Meshach, the power of agreement. The fire had no power over them because the fourth man, which was the Son of God, was in there. The second thing, here it is, the power of agreement with the king and with Daniel. That here it is because Daniel refused to bow to the rules, regulations of the president and of the priest, so they didn't want him to pray, so they didn't like him. They got together and prayed, and God sent an angel to shut the mouths of the lions that did not hurt him. Here it is again in Acts. The power of agreement, when they came together in one place, that on the day of Pentecost, they were filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that wonderful? Why is it that we have such a hard time being on committees when it comes to the house of God? Why are there so many chiefs and no Indian braves? Because I was always taught, in order for you to lead, you must first learn to follow. That's how we come as children. That's how we come as children. We are trained as children, as children, that we learn to follow the instructions of our parents. They teach us how to do things. They instruct us how to do things. So as we begin to grow, as they begin to nurture us, as they begin to lead us, then as we get older, then we're able to handle some things on our own. We didn't come out the womb walking, crawling, eating, and talking. It was a process. And in that process, we had to learn to agree with our parents. We had to agree with the teachers to learn what it is that we needed to learn. We had to take the time to agree with as far as the gym room, as far as science, as far as reading, as far as arithmetic, because we wouldn't know how to count. We wouldn't know how to read. We wouldn't have the comprehension that we had we not sat in the classroom and learned to listen and to agree. We didn't always like our teachers. I know I had a couple. I couldn't stand. But guess what? My father told me they got their education. You need yours. So I had to learn to agree. Learn to listen. learn to follow instructions. That's why, once again, what two or three gather in his name, the power of agreement. This is the last point I want to make, and I'm going to close with this. It is the 16th chapter of Acts. And the 25th verse, here it is once again, the power of agreement. See, the problem is, I talked about a little earlier on here, how we have our favorite bumps, how we have our favorite things to hear in church. Sister April, you are so right. There is so many of us in God's house. We as people are disconnected, that are married. The Bible talks about what he is doing together, let no other man put apart. But we have itching ears. I've never seen this. I'm going to do a sidebar. I've never seen so much. I was saying this earlier, talking to someone earlier, that I've never seen so many people go off of hearsay. It's amazing. I've never seen such. How somebody can, from the outside, you can allow somebody from the outside to come in and destroy your relationship, your marriage, your friendship, your family relationship. And the bad part is, the same thing with God. Here it is, we have so many people that have what they call church hurt. I'm not saying that that's not a possibility, but the Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the Bible also says there shall have no other God before us. And what we do is we put people in the place of God. So if they mess up, then here it is, they fall. You're devastated by the fall of a human being. I'm not talking about people that practice sin. I'm talking about people that may have made a mistake. And because they made the mistake, then, what is it? The Bible says all have sinned. All don't mean some, said all have sinned. Sinned. Not practicing sin, have sinned. There are sins of commission and sins of omission. Sins that you purposely make and sins that you didn't know that you were actually making until you became aware or you became knowledgeable about it being a sin. Once again, I've never seen so many people that are tricked, that are steered, that are just befuddled by somebody else's foolishness. People of God, I want to encourage you on this. Just because you don't like them, don't mean that I don't like them. They didn't do to me what they did to you, quote unquote. Let me, if I don't want to like them, let me not like them what they did to me. I don't want to hear about who messing with who. You shouldn't either. I don't want to hear about what they said, what they did. I don't want to hear your personal opinion, because our job as saints of God, as people that call ourselves Christians, which means to be Christ-like, is to mimic what Jesus would do. Let me tell you something. Jesus slept with the hoes, the pimps, the players, the cutthroats. He did that because the saints were the Sadducees and all of other people, the rich people, all, whatever it was. They had their own stipulations of what they believe salvation is, without asking God about what he thought about. So we in the church, we've let too many things of the world inside of God's house. They put a post up on Facebook about two young ladies. I don't know if y'all maybe seen this, about the dresses they'd had on. One had a dress that looked appropriate for church. The other had a dress that looked appropriate for a club or a ball or a banquet or something like that. But it was short, it was tight, and it showed all of her whole shape. Now, I understand that some of the sisters can't help but hide. They can't hide their shape because it is what it is. That's fine. But how about you make an effort to be modest in your apparel at church? Then, of course, people took that same statement and said, what if that was all she had? But that wasn't the question. The question was it appropriate for church? And the answer is no. The short dress was not appropriate for church, because you can see the young ladies, you see her hole you did and all your hole you did. You know what I'm talking about? So it's not appropriate for church. And here it is. Why do we make excuses for our personal foolishness instead of asking God? And what's funny is we know what's appropriate for work. We know what's appropriate for court, but we don't know what's appropriate for God's house. And then we feel some kind of way about somebody saying something about our clothes. The Bible says, come as you are. He did. He said, come as you are. He didn't say, stay. school and I learned that some things, they had rules and regulations I had to follow, and I had to adhere to those rules and regulations. The same thing goes for us in church. Once they give the rules and regulations of that house that God has put that man, woman of God, over, then we have to agree if we're going to be shepherds, be shepherded by that particular shepherd. You can't come in God's house and make your own rules up. I can't walk in your house and tell you what to do in your house when you pay the bill, when you keep it clean, when it's your name on the mortgage, it's your name on the light bill, the gas bill, the water bill. I can't tell you how to drive your car or when to drive your car when you're the one paying the car note and the insurance. That sounds crazy. We can't walk in God's house and demand what's going on in God's house. We have to learn how to do better and be better. So here it is, the power of agreement. I hope we're going to agree with. Are we going to agree with Satan and his foolishness and his imps? Or are we going to agree with God's way, his laws, his instructions concerning us? The Bible says, if ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So not only do we have to be willing, but we have to learn to obey the instructions which God has given us. We have to obey the instructions of the pastor, of the evangelist, of the revivalist, of the apostle, of the prophet, of the word of God. You got so many instructions right here in this book. Someone came to me and said, I see that God used you in the way of prophecy. You have a word for me. I said, yeah. He goes, pick this book up. Pick one. Pick one. Pick a word. Pick a word that you can use. Pick a word. But if God ain't telling me nothing, I ain't gonna make nothing. Just to stroke your flesh. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Thy word. Obedience, ain't he? You're right. It's better than sacrifice. Obedience. If you have children that's hard-headed, you want to break them off, don't you? Punch them back in their forehead. Punch them in the stomach. Punch them in the eye. I think sometimes God want to punch them in the eye. Punch them in the forehead. He desires our praise. He desires us to obey him so that we can receive what it is that we're supposed to receive. But we're so busy fighting ourselves. We're so busy fighting what God wants from us because we have our made-up mind of what we think God should be, what we should be doing. But I said, we have not, because we not. Have you asked God? Have you acknowledged him? Have you went to him and said, God, I need some things. The way I've been doing it has just not been working for me. It ain't been working for me. And because it hasn't been working for me, I have to do something different at a different time. Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. If I go around in circles and circles and circles and circles and circles, I'm not going nowhere. I'm just going to be dizzy. I'm going to fall in a minute. The power of agreement. We have to learn to agree with our pastors, with our leaders. Because how can we build God's kingdom when we're fighting each other? How can we go out to the hedges and the highways and compel men when we're fighting each other? When we're downplaying each other? She thinks she's cute. She's supposed to think she's cute. She's going to think she's ugly. She might actually be ugly. But she's supposed to think it. He thinks he all that. Because he got a new car. Are you mad because you didn't get a new car? Maybe if you was paying your tithes and offering like he's paying his tithes and offering, giving God what he owed him, maybe he'll be driving a new car and you will be mad because he's driving one. Because he was obedient to God's word when God told him to give a tenth that belonged to him. Give your tithes and offering. Bring all your tithes and offering to the storehouse that it may be full. He also said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom with the same measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you again. She got a new dress on. So what? She's supposed to be strutting. She's supposed to look nice. She got a new suit on. She's supposed to be strutting. She's supposed to be looking nice because the blessing of the Lord makes us rich and add no sorrow. People of God. People of God. Here it is. We have to learn to agree what God has ordained for us, the power of agreement. We talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they refused to bow down before the graven image, before the golden image, because they knew the God they served had more power than that graven image. The second part is Daniel would not stop praying, and the king got with him and told him, I know that the God that you serve will deliver you from the lion's den. And the power of them, there was once again, on the day of Pentecost, they got together and in one place on one accord, and something came in like a sound of a rushing mighty wind, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost power. My God, the power. Three times God's power came together when they agreed to do what they were supposed to do. I got one more for you, then I'm going to stop. And I got a little happy, and I got a little hot at the same time. The power of agreement. What's wrong with the once again, the Bible says, if two or three gather in my name, I'll be in the midst. So here, let me tell you something. I went to the courthouse to handle some business, and as I was leaving out the courtroom, there was a young lady sitting on the bench, and she looked some kind of way. And I said, young lady, are you all right? And she said, well, you know, I'm going through some things, and blah, 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 blah. It ain't your business, but she began to talk to me. And so when she began to talk to me, I said, well, you know what? Let me tell you something. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up and don't give in. That's what Satan wants us to do. He wants us to give up. He wants us not to fight. He wants us to just lay down and take it. I said, but don't give up and don't get in. You don't give in. And trust God. See, well, I've been going to my leaders in my church. I'm not trying to give up. I'm not trying to give in. But the problem is blah, 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 blah. I said, you know what? Be not weary in your way of doing. For in due season, if you faint not, you shall reap if you faint not. So I grabbed her hand right there in the courthouse in Maybrook Court, grabbed her hand and began to pray with her right then and right there. Because I believe the power of agreement that between her and myself, we could pray and that God would intervene on her behalf and that he would heal the brokenness that she was going through, that he would heal her emotions mentally, that he would protect her children even in the midst of what she was going through. So someone said, I pray for you, you pray for me, and watch God change things. I pray for you, and you pray for me, and watch God change things. We have to pray for more than ourselves. Pray for more than what we want and what we need. Pray for somebody else. For the Bible says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The last point I'm going to make right here is the 16th chapter of Acts and the 25th verse, and it says, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. And the keeper of the prison awake out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul was silent. But Paul cried out a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Once again, at midnight. I was told that midnight does not always mean at 12 a.m., but it's when you realize that enough is enough, and this is now my turning point. This is now my turning point that I would not sit back and not agree with the power of God. This is my turning point where I will seek out counsel for anything that's going wrong in my life. I will get on one accord with the ministry of God. I will get on one accord with the men and women of God. I will be obedient. And not just willing, but I will be obedient, and I will do what it is that's necessary to achieve the greatness that God has put in my life. Hallelujah! I will do what I have to do to achieve the greatness that God has put in my life, because I am the head. Hallelujah! I'm not the tail. Thank you, Jesus. I'm above, and I'm not beneath. I am the lender. I am not the borrower. I am a king's kid. Yes, I am. I'm a king's kid, and because I'm a king's kid, I'm spoiled, and I'm spoiled by my Father God, my brother Jesus. He is the lifter of my head. He said he will never leave me, and he will never forsake me, and I agree now that I'm going to do what he said. Hallelujah. I agree right now. I agree right now that I will fulfill my purpose. I agree right now that I won't give up. I agree right now that the Bible says I can do all things, hallelujah, through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There's nothing that I cannot do. There's nothing that I cannot achieve when I add God into it. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. I agree right now. Come on, put up there, I agree right now. Come on. All that's on here, put up there, I agree right now. I agree right now. The power of agreement. Hallelujah. The power of agreement. Hallelujah. That's right, cousin. He's going to bring strength when you agree. He's going to bring deliverance when you agree. He's going to bring freedom when you agree. He's going to bring those things that be not when you agree. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, put up there, I agree right now. I agree right now that I'm the head and not the tail. I agree with I would not be broke. I would not be sad. I would not be depressed. I would not be lonely. I shall achieve it all. I agree right now. He's a wonder. Hallelujah. When they begin to sing and begin to pray at the same time, God said, I'm going to shake the foundation of everything the devil tells you cannot do. I'm going to shake it. I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to tear it down. And I'm going to build you up. My God, today. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now. Father, I touch and agree with everybody that's on here that you will work a miracle for them. Hallelujah. Thank you. I hear that song right now. If you believe, God would work a miracle for you. All right now. If you believe, God will work a miracle for you. He'll take your feet out the miry place. Take it on a rocky stage. Turn your feet around. Place it on higher ground. For God has worked a miracle for you. Father, we praise you and we glorify you. For you told us tonight that there is power in agreement. For when any two or three gather in your name, you'll be in the midst. For any two or three gather in your name, you'll be in the midst of the situation. You'll be in the midst of what's going on. Father, we praise you and we glorify you for your manifesting power. We praise you and we glorify you, for you are the God of our salvation. You are the lifter of our
salvation. I bind every demon and devil that tell us that the people we're around are not worthy, but they are worthy. They are worthy. And we shall overcome. Not someday, we shall overcome right now in your son Jesus' name. Father, we praise you. Father, I thank you for Princess on here, for my cousin Sylvia Jones, for Miss Reese, I thank you for April. I thank you for Evangelist Dorothy Macon. I thank you for Michi. I thank you for Zabeda. I thank you for Mary Johnson. I thank you for Evangelist Margot McCoy. I thank you for Miss Bless. Father, I thank you for Ebony Brown. I thank you for Joanne. I thank you for Pastor Johnny Marshall. I thank you for Diane. I thank you, and I give your name the praise, which is thine and thine alone. In Jesus' name, I thank you guys for being back here with me for this time, for this place. When it comes, once again, share this. Give me some thumbs. Give me some thumbs up. Give me some things that let me know that I did a good day, that you enjoyed it. Share it with some people. Share it. Let them know that there is power in agreement. There is power in agreement. All right. I love you guys. As I always say, hashtags, let us pray. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord, for the word on tonight that Pastor Troy had brought forth. I thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done on tonight, because like he said, there's power in agreement. Power in agreement, where Daniel had the power of agreement in it with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and that with the king had power in agreement because he knew who Daniel was. And then also we found out about the power of agreement. That's where the Holy Ghost came upon the people. We want to thank God for all that was said on tonight. We're going to open the lines, are the lines open, Pastor? I'm sorry, Prophetess Next Cecilia Kaiser.
The phones are open, and Pastor Choi's phone is back on Blog Talk.
Okay, thank you. If anybody would like to say something on tonight, I would like to correct. I was trying to read the post it on my email, and I miscommunicated Prophetess Elect Cecilia, and it's Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. Please forgive me for the error. So the lines are open to anyone and everyone that would like to comment on what Pastor Troy Thomas said on tonight about the power of agreement. Go ahead.
Well, this is Cecilia. While everybody's waiting to say something, I'm just going to go ahead and chime in. I thank God for the message on agreement. I had saw a long time ago this picture, a cartoon thing of people that were pushing someone up a tree, and I also saw where on the other side someone was pushing or pulling someone down for the tree. So basically they were showing agreement where one was pushing someone to encourage them and the other one was pushing and pulling in order to pull them down. And so I thank God that the message on tonight was that of teaching us how to encourage one another, how to be there for one another, not to be there in a negative way, but to be there in a powerful, positive way. And that's what the king did with Daniel. That's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and, the fourth man did. That's what God wants us to do. That's why, as Pastor Troy was teaching and preaching about the power of agreement, the power of knowing that when there is one or two gathered in his name, that he's in the midst. But remember, it said gathered in his name, not gathered in all this other stuff, but gathered in the will and the purpose and the destiny of God. I appreciate you, Pastor Troy, for reminding us about the power of agreement that we have with one another. So let's encourage one another. Let's be there for one another. Let's celebrate one another. Let's encourage one another. Let's do those things that Jesus would do. That's all I have.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect, for those words to the pastor. Pastor, did you want to say something behind that?
Hey, thank you. I just, I know that we're walking in a new place. We're walking in a place with God that maybe we've never really walked before. And we have to learn to agree with each other and for each other. And even just agree when it comes to what God is saying, when it comes to us. Because if we walk around in selfishness, which is what it is, we won't get what we need to get. We won't do what we need to do. I thank God for you, Apostle Elect. That encouraged me greatly. Sometimes you don't understand that sometimes that when God is when you're in a new place, it's good to hear. Keep on moving. Keep on pushing. Don't give up. Don't give in. Allow God to do the work. And I greatly appreciate that so much.
Yes. Amen, Pastor. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the man of God tonight and encourage him on the word that he brought forth tonight?
Good evening, everyone. This is Mr. Sheila Kaiser. I just want to give honor to the pastor tonight for making that word to be knowledgeable and to understand, to have agreement when the knowledge and the favoritism and the power of God will lead you to more expectations than you can ever imagine. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila Kaiser. Thank you so much for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the man of God with encouraging words on tonight? Okay, Well, Pastor, do you have any cheap plugs that you would like to give out on tonight concerning your church, Fountains and Living Waters?
Oh, yes. We are coming up. We have been on a little sabbatical for a little while, fully as a ministry. But we will be back in full function as of the first Sunday in May. We're going to kick it off with a 3:30 service, a restoration service. This is a service you don't want to miss. We're going to have some great men and women of God that's going to be there. We're going to sing and praise God. Invite everybody that you think of to this service. This is the restoration for myself as well as for God's people. I was going to do what they normally do, like a little musical kind of thing, right? And I was like, no, I ain't going to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do something. God gave me. It's time for restoration. I was with my mentor, Bishop, William Hudson. Well, I can't get my name out. My mentor, Bishop William Hudson, and he began to preach about restoration. I was with him when he was speaking one day, and God said, I'm about to restore you. He brought back a word that a man named Prophet Cornelius Williams said to me, and what he said to me was simply this. He said, there's some things that's going on in your life God is going to tear down. The things that you've been given, he's going to tear it down. But after that, he's going to bring restoration. So after some things went down at the beginning of the year, I began to, like I said, seek out some counseling, seek out some wisdom, follow some instructions, and do some things differently. So when God spoke that to me, I forgot about what Prophet Cornelius Williams had said to me. But God reminded me after I spoke to our apostle, Samuel Thomas, about doing this particular program and doing these things, doing the ministry, going further in ministry. And so here it is, we're going to do a restoration service. So I said, Lord, I don't want to just be for me. I want you to restore your people.
Yeah.
I want for you to restore your people, the people that wants to be restored. Sometimes people don't want to be cool where they at. You know what I'm saying? But some of us need restoration. Some of us need healing. Some of us need a new, to start in a new place and build from that new place. The foundation has been set. You know what I'm saying? So he has to, you know, it's like an old building. You keep the foundation, but you knock down some walls, tear out some windows, tear down some doors. But then he begins to restructure us on that foundation that he set. So that's restoration. So God is going to, he gave us this service. We're going to start at 3:30. We're not going to start at colored people time. We're going to start at white people time at 3:30. And we're going to let God do what he's going to do. And I guarantee all those that are on here, share this. I'm gonna have the flyer out before the end of the week. That's the first Sunday in May. That is May 6th. May 6th at 4244 West Madison at Moore Church, where we have church at. We're going to 3:30. It's already set in motion. Just waiting for the flyer to come out. We're gonna have some great men and women of God that's going to be there. That's going to speak restoration into our life, not just in our life, but into God's people, so that we can achieve our ultimate goal of salvation and restoration, so that we can see God in the kingdom.
Yeah. Well, make sure you put it on Facebook so I can take it and post it and make sure that I can help get it out there, and I will try my best to make it to the program.
Oh, yeah. So that's why I'm saying wait on the fly so I can just do this, so I can share it with you guys, so you guys can share it as well.
Yeah, so I'm just asking anybody and everyone last time if they have something they would like to say to the man of God on tonight, because I was so blessed with the word to just hear you remind us of the power of agreement. It does make a difference. Okay. Pastor, go on and pray us out, and I can give up the last finishing remarks for the program on tonight.
Father, we praise and we glorify you for all that you have given us on today. Father, we praise and we glorify you for what you've done for us thus far. Father, we thank you that you gave us a word that talks about the power of agreement and that we must come together. You say, any two or three gather in your name. Like Apostle Cecilia said, she said, in your name, not in our name, not on our accord, but on your accord. And Father, we thank you that we have a clearer understanding of what that means. And Father, now that we have the knowledge, we're going to take that knowledge and we're going to use it on a daily basis. We're going to use it at every point of our life
that it applies to, that, Father, so that we can achieve what it is that we need to achieve. And, Father, we decree and we declare from this day forward that we would agree with your word, we will walk in your word, walk in your peace, walk in your love, walk in your love, your long-suffering. But these are the things that you have set apart just for us, your people, your children. And, Father, we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. Father, I pray for Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Cecilia Kaiser, and I pray for every person on here, Brandon Kaiser, for our Apostle Sandra Thomas. I pray for everybody on here, everybody that came on Facebook Live, my live, her live. We pray for them right now in Jesus' name, that they can hear the word, that they heard the word, and that they can apply the word to their life. And, Father, we give your name the praise and the glory, which is thine and thine alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I would like to again say thank you all for tuning in on tonight and hearing the word of God. I know you were blessed with what was said on tonight. I hope you wrote down the scriptures that was given, and I hope you go back and read them, as well as you can listen to the archives again and hear this word. We would like to say we will be back again every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending on where your time zone is. We would like to say thank you for not forgetting about Blog Talk. Don't forget we're here on Friday night, also at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. Every Sunday morning, we are on here also with Apostle-elect Sheila Kaiser. I'm sorry, there I go again, reading fast. Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. We would like to say pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas. Don't forget about her. Don't forget to pray about this ministry and everyone that's assigned to it. And I would like to say to you all again, be blessed. Keep one another in prayer. Keep yourself in prayer. And ask God to restore your heart and your mind. That way you can read the word and pray for others. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be blessed. Remember, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night.